the most surprising thing, making a solo album?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Well,
Laris and I had a lot of talk about, because I mean, basically, I would have tried to make it sort of a hip-hop album if I could have, because I like that kind of music so much. But Laris was saying that you know, have faith that a lot of these parts that she pre-produced mechanically with beats, she said, we're going to have humans play them. That's going to be better. And I was like, no, it's not. And so she was right. But so there are a lot of leaps of faith like that that I hadn't had the experience, because this is a different kind of album than Amy and I make. For instance, when Amy and I make an album, typically she or I will play through the whole song on our instruments. You know, we write them on our instruments and we play through them. But I wrote these songs on my instruments and then Laris took the instruments away. I mean, she did, but it was funny. But I had to get used to it. So, because I'm just so used to, you know, playing a song all the way through. But I really love the experience. I grew a lot from it. And I really love the album, too. So, thank you. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I think sometimes you need some dark material to get you through dark times, and you have to have a little bit of magic or happiness in there too, but yeah. Because it's all cathartic for me, you know, writing it. So, speaking of cathartic, Laris wrote the music to this next song, which also begins with the letter S. And she sent it to me, and I ended up writing about the race riots in the 60s, and that was not what she intended when she wrote the music, so I sent it to her, and she said, can you try again? So, here's what came. Sirocco blue.